Well, actually, we'll have the congregation be seated. I'm going to invite forward the children for a brief children's message, just to make sure we're zoning in on our reading here. Good to see the children here this morning. Come up and, grab a seat right there in the front pew. Good morning. Today's kind of a big day, right? What's happening? Anything big? Just a regular day? Yeah, Super Bowl's happening, yeah. Before we get to the Super Bowl, which this would be the first football game I've watched all year. I don't watch football, but I think I might watch today. But let's focus here for a second on our gospel reading. That was the reading that was just read. So let's think here. Do you remember any of the gifts that you got for this last Christmas? Yeah? Do you remember all of them that you got maybe just a month ago? What do you think? Do you remember all the gifts you got?
I got a 3D
printed dragon.
Okay. And a little box.
Nice. Good work. All right, now next question. Good answer. Do you remember what you got two Christmases ago? That was a long time ago. Do you remember that? Miles, no? No clue, right? Yep. Something under your bed, probably. Yeah. Anybody else? You don't remember? Do you remember what you got three Christmases ago? You do? You remember three Christmases ago? Okay. Well, that's a good exercise. Isn't it amazing how we forget some of the gifts that we get? That we fly by and we just forget what we got in our, past Christmases. Sometimes we remember the biggest and best gifts. Is that true? Yeah? Or the gifts that we use the most. I just read a passage from the Bible, and you may not have realized this, but there were three gifts that were given to these men named Peter, James, and John. Jesus gave them these gifts. And I'm going to name them here. And as Jesus was giving these gifts to these men, the gifts kept getting better and bigger, all right? The first gift that Jesus gave to Peter, James, and John was that they were blessed with listening to Jesus. He was a rabbi, and back in Jesus' day, it was an honor just to sit and listen to somebody teach. Does that sound like a blessing to you? Ugh, to sit and listen to someone teach? That is actually a wonderful blessing. It was a blessing for James, Peter, and John. Now, the gift gets better, okay? The next gift that Jesus gave to these three men was a bunch of fish. Wow. Does that sound like a gift to you? Yeah, would you like a bunch of dead fish in your room? Yeah, kind of crazy. Yeah, wild. That was a great gift, because guess what? They could go and trade the fish, and they could make some money. Do you think money is a good thing? Yeah, you like money. Yeah, money is a good thing. So that's good. Jesus then gave an even greater gift in today's reading. You may not have caught it, but he just simply invited James, Peter, and John to follow him. That's the best gift. And you know what? That's a gift that Jesus gives to you. Jesus doesn't give you a bunch of fish. Have you seen a bunch of fish just appear in your room lately? I hope not. That'd be pretty silly, right? No. But guess what Jesus does do? He invites you to follow him. To do everything that he does, to share forgiveness, to give healing, to share love with other people. The more you receive that from Jesus here at church, forgiveness, healing, and love, the more you can share it with others. So this gift that's described here in Luke chapter 5 is a gift that still can be shared with others even today. Okay, so I want you to remember that gift. If I came back in a year from now and said, what's the best gift you've ever gotten at Peace? I want you to remember today, it's the gift that Jesus invites us to follow him. That's a wonderful thing. All right, you can go back to your parents. Thanks for coming up here this morning.